Thank you so much for recognizing Pastor Paul and I. When I asked Pastor Paul to come on board, told him I wanted a youth group that would seek God, that would be willing to lay before him for hours. We got that, and I appreciate that. Open in your Bibles, if you would, with me, or whatever device you might use, to 1 Samuel chapter 17. I want to finish up this message on surviving giant country. It's an important message. Comes from the life of David. In chapter 17, verse 32, and I'll read very quickly. David said to Saul, "Let no man lose heart on account of this Philistine, because Goliath had stepped out and he was challenging. And he was blaspheming God and belittling God's people." And David said, "Don't let anyone lose heart because of him. Your servant will go and fight him." Now David was about 17 years old, somewhere around there at this time. Saul replied, "You're not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a young man, and he's been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after him, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by the hair and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Don't you like that positive faith? Saul said to David, "Go, and let the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic, put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened his sword over the tunic and tried to walk around because he wasn't used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I'm not used to them." So he took them off. And then he put his staff in the hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag. With his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. David had learned an awful lot on the hills of Judea about trusting God and walking in his power. We see David is in one of the most desperate moments of his life in this scene. He had learned long ago to put his trust in God. He learned how to be alone with God. And at this moment, even though he was in the tent of the king, it was God and David. And David was telling God, "I trust you. I'll walk with you." to David, this giant called Goliath, this Philistine, was no big problem. He had already proven himself. And we looked at how he was going to survive. It's a matter of timing. David arrived that day at the moment that God would have him arrive. He was ready to go when his father said, "I want you to take some food to your brothers. They're with Saul and the army. They're fighting the Philistines, and bring me back word on how they're doing." So David arrived right at the very moment when Goliath was berating God and berating King Saul and tearing down the people of Israel. And it kind of got under David's skin. So a matter of timing, he was right at the right moment. He got up that morning. He had planned to keep his sheep just like he had done every other day. Think about it. Goliath got up the same morning. He expected to go out and fight and win a battle. Goliath did not know it was going to be his last day. David did not know that he was going to be thrust into prominence. And all of it on the same day. That timing came to fruition. There's a lot involved. Point two was survival is a matter of trusting. And we read how David inquired, what's going on with this Philistine? And his brother said, "You don't worry about it. You're just a kid. Who's taking care of those few sheep you got?" Put him down. Then Saul said, "You're not able to go against this guy. Man, he's been a warrior all his life. You don't have any training. You don't have any armor." And it described all the armor that Goliath had. But David had learned some truths about the purposes of God, the protection of God, and the power of God. And he looked at the king. He said, "I'll be all right." He looked at his brother. Says, I'll be all right. I'm in the hands of God." And he goes out to meet Goliath. So point three, and our last point, is survival is a matter of taking. God gives every one of us opportunities. God gives every one of us moments that if we step into that moment in faith, the rest of our lives will never be the same. If we miss that moment, we may miss one of the greatest blessings that God has for our lives. And we'll go through the rest of our lives absent that blessing. Many of these scriptures I've already read in our opening, but I want to read just a couple of others to you. 41, chapter 17. The Philistine with his shield bearer kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and he saw that he was little more than a boy. glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come out against me with sticks?" The Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." And David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'm going to strike you down and cut off your head." Son. 17-year-old, they think they know everything, don't they? They think they're invincible and they can do anything. This one can. This very day, I will give your carcass, or give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there's a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it's not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. And the Philistine moved closer to attack him. And David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag, taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistines with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran over, stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword, drew it from its sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then the man of Israel and Judah surged forward with a shout, pursued the Philistines to the entrance of Gath and the gates of Ekron. The dead were strewn along the Shaharan road to Gath and to Ekron. When Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, they plundered their camp. David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem, but the Philistine's weapon he kept in his own tent. What a story. Listen for just a moment. I want you to notice something that I saw for the first time as I was preparing this message. Goliath at first walked out of the camp of the Philistines, and he stayed on the other side of the ravine. This ravine was a long strip, gouge, if you would, in the earth. And Israel was on one side and the Philistines on the other. So at first, he would stay on his side and he would holler over and challenge, "Who's going to come meet me today? Who is the champion for Israel?" He called for the men to come down. But by verse 25, that was in around verse 3. By verse 25, it seemed to insinuate that he had quit stopping. But he was going through the ravine and coming up on Israel's side doing the challenge. The Bible says that he came closer and closer to David. So Goliath had crossed the ravine and was now encroaching on Israel's territory and on Israel's side. Why are you pointing that out, Pastor? Because if you tolerate a giant in your life, if you allow it room, a giant or a Goliath, he will begin to take over your territory. And he will take more and more of your territory. He will move into your camp and he will steal your stuff. Everything that God has given you, everything that God has blessed you with, that giant, whether it be fear or whatever it might be, it will start to siphon off the blessings of God. He will dominate your thoughts. Israel, the only thing that they could think of was every morning for 40 days, this giant had walked out there. And he had challenged them. And nobody had taken the challenge. And he kept coming and coming and coming. Your thoughts will be so dominated by the threat and the fear that you will lose sight of God if you're not careful. Israel had lost sight of God. You cannot afford to tolerate giants to live in your lives. And the only way you can get rid of them is to kill them. So if you're dominated by fear, if you're dominated by poverty, if you're dominated by lust or whatever it may be, that giant is looming in front of you. You cannot allow it to stay. David knew this. And he looked at the guys when he first got there. And he says, who is this guy? And why y'all letting him go on like that? There comes a time. And David was at that time. He was at that place. There comes a time when you got to stop talking and begin action. You can talk about it, but it ain't going to change until you act upon it by faith. The time come for David to take that which he already had been given by God and overcome this giant. God has equipped you already with enough. If you're being confronted, God knows you can handle it. It's up to you to do it. But notice something else. And I want you to think for a moment. Remember what was offered to David that day to fight with. Saul offered his personal armor. And David said, thanks, but no thanks. Now, this was the armor of the king. And Saul had overcome great people. He wasn't doing anything about Goliath, but he said, take my armor, take my sword, take my helmet, take my shield. I'll even give you my shield buckler that will go in front of you. I'll make him go against Goliath. Saul offered his armor and David declined. Saul had more confidence in his armor. Remember what he said? You can't go against him. You don't have any weapons. you need my armor. Saul had more confidence in his armor than he had in God. But David had spent long hours on those Judean hills alone with God. And that had built his faith. He knew that it was God's protection and God's power that caused him to be able to overtake the lion and get the sheep back, or the bear and get the lamb back. A man of faith, please hear this, a man of faith has no use for carnal weapons. You don't need the weapons of the flesh. You need the Spirit and faith. David chose instead of the armor of the king, five smooth stones, the Bible said. That means that he took God's supply. They're right there, right in front of five smooth stones. God had supplied those. He had them there waiting on David to come by. And David came by, looked down, saw five smooth stones, and he said, "This is my armor. This is my weapons. This is going to kill that giant." It was not what man offered, which was the armor. It's what God offered. And it looks so strange and simple. But there was one other thing. He stood there and he looked at the giant. And he said, "You come at me with sword and spear. I come at you in the name of the Lord Almighty. The battle is the Lord's." He was saying, "Dude, you ain't fighting against me. You ain't fighting against Israel. You fighting against God. And God's going to handle you today. You might have the sword. You might have the shield. You might have all the armor. But we got God. And that's more than enough." What Goliath was expecting from his sword and his shield, tools of war of man, David expected from the name of the Lord. "I come at you in the name of the Lord." At the very name of Jesus, demons tremble. Every tongue will confess in heaven and in earth and in above the earth and in below the earth that Jesus is Lord. His name. By his name we cast out demons. By his name we are healed. It was that name that David faced the giant with. And you want to get rid of your giants? You're going to walk by faith in that name. And you can overcome the giants that are in front of you. I don't know what kind of problems you're facing. But if there's a giant looming, you can overcome him. David walked down into that valley. He faced that giant. He declared his faith in God. He slung the stone. The divine power sent it through that brass helmet. And David killed that giant. And he go, boom, face first. What a moment in the life of a young man. What a moment to see God doing such a great tremendous work that nobody else in the camp thought was possible except God and David. They were the only two that believed it. Nobody else believed it. One stone in the hand of a man of faith is worth more than all the Philistine armor that the giant could carry. That giant of unbelief that defied God, defied all of Israel, lay face first in the dust. The man of faith, with one stone and a sling, had brought him down. Sir, there's a time when the talking needs to stop and the taking needs to begin. As you face your giants day by day in the future, it might be time that you start taking some of the things that God has already given you by faith. Things that you've only talked about. Things that we brag about. We talk, "My God shall supply," and then we're worried about our finances. We say, you know, God gives us grace for every moment, and then we don't believe that His grace is really sufficient, and we walk around with guilt. We act like we're just not going to make it. We talk about God being in control of our lives. He is my pilot. Then we live our lives like it's totally out of control. Whatever giant that's looming in front of you, you can defeat. Stop talking about it. Start taking it in hand. David defeated Goliath because he was willing to take what God had already given him by faith and use it by faith. So how do I get to this moment? Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Says, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us." That's either the truth or a lie. Maybe it's time that we make the Word of God be true. How do I do that? By faith. You place your trust in God. That's what David did. Number two, you believe that He can do everything that He has done. And you can read the list. You can talk to some of these older saints. They've seen God do miraculous things. I've seen cancers fall off. I've seen blinded eyes opened. Deaf ears hear. At the name of Jesus. And then you walk into your valley. You square off with your giant. And make sure you got five little stones. And you keep slinging until that giant tumbles. David only had to use one. But if Goliath had started to get up, number two would have been on the way. You say, really? Yeah. Whether you believe me or not, this is true. You are a giant killer. Really, you are a giant killer in the power of God. Every looming obstacle can be overcome. You possess a power that the world knows nothing about. A God who possesses all power. That's your power. Because your aim is good? No. David's aim was great, but that's not what propelled that stone. Many writers, not all, but many, said that that brass helmet, that the Bible talks about its weight, 15 pounds, I think, that the stone went through the helmet and into his forehead and killed him. David might have been good, but I don't know if he was that good. But God is. And God propelled that stone. He will propel yours too, because he's already promised you that you can have victory. You can walk in victory. You can be an overcomer. We are more than an overcomer through Christ who strengthens me. Your survival depends on it. Take what God has already given you in faith and walk in faith, using what he's given you in faith. Don't let your Goliath intimidate you. Don't be like Saul. Sit in your tent and nurse your fears. Don't be like David's brother and feed your jealousy and talk about other people that's trying to do something for God. Goliath was polishing his pride. I'm going to feed your carcasses to the buzzards. David fed his faith. And he said, no, I come at you in the name of Almighty God. So today, you've got a choice. You can cower back and hide away. Or you can take what God has given you and say, today's the 40th day. It's the day that my Goliath dies. Already crossed the valley and coming into my territory. But he'll die today. You can overcome him. He's not going to go away unless you make him. But God's got this battle. If you need to do a little giant killing today, call upon God. He'll give you the strength and power. Bow your heads with me, would you please?